Fourth verse. Which then of the bounties of your Lord will you deny? Ali ibn Ibrahim has stated, in its explanation, that this address is apparently to human beings and jinns, but actually, it is addressed to the first and second cursed caliphs, Abu Bakr and Umar. They both denied the greatest bounties of their Lord, Wilayah and Imamah of Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, and claim the position they do not absolutely deserve. There is a tradition from Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, that this verse means, the two bounties, that of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa salam, and that of Ali, alayhi salam, and which one bounty would you deny? In the report of the Blessed Khulaini, do you deny the Prophet, or the legatee? According to the tradition of Ibn Mahiyar, of the two, which bounty do you falsify, Muhammad or Ali? I have bestowed blessings on my servants, because of these two. The Blessed Khulaini has narrated through reliable chains, from Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, that he recited this verse. Therefore, remember the benefits of Allah, that you may be successful. The Holy Quran 7:69. The Imam asked, do you know what is the benefits of Allah? The narrator said, no, we don't know. Hazrat replied, it means the wilaya of us, Ahlul Bayt, the greatest benefits of Allah on His servants. Though apparently this address is to the past nations, actually it is a warning to this nation. That is why, in this nation, it refers to the wilaya of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam. It has come in many traditions that it was the duty of all the nations to accept the wilaya of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and his progeny.
Fifth verse. They recognize the favor of Allah, yet they deny it, and most of them are ungrateful. The Holy Quran 16:83. The Blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim said that the favor of Allah are the holy imams. The Blessed Khulaini has related from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, regarding this verse. Only Allah is your valet, and His apostle, and those who believe, those who keep up prayers, and pay the poor rate while they bow. The Holy Quran 5:55. When it was revealed in the praise and imamah of Amirul Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, the hypocrites gathered in the mosque of Medina, and asked each other, what do you say to this? Some of them said, if we refuse this verse, we have to refuse many verses of Quran, and if we bring faith on this verse, it would be insulting ourselves, as this verse empowers the son of Abi Talib. Ultimately they proposed, as we know that Muhammad is a truthful person, we will accept his wilaya, but we will not accept the orders of Ali. At that time this verse was revealed. They recognize the favor of Allah, yet they deny it, and most of them are ungrateful. The Holy Quran 16:83. It means that they are aware of the wilaya of Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, but many of them are unbelievers in it.
Sixth verse. Say, in the grace of Allah, and in His mercy, in that they should rejoice, it is better than that which they gather. The Holy Quran 10:58. Ibn Babway has narrated from Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, in Majalis, that one day the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa salam, mounted and came out of Medina, and Amirul Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, walked beside him. The Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa salam, said, oh, Abul Hasan, whenever I ride, you should also ride, and when I walk, you should also walk, and whenever I sit, you also sit, except in those cases where there is a religious limitation. And Allah has granted me status and grandeur, and the same has also been given to you. Allah chose me for prophethood, and made you my helper and assistant, as you perform difficult and hard tasks within the limits of Allah. I swear by that Allah, who has made me the true prophet, that person has not brought faith on me, who has rejected you, and the one who does not accept your imamah, is like that one who has not accepted my prophethood. That person does not believe in Allah. Who disbelieves in you? Surely your grace is my grace. And my grace is the grace of Allah. This is the statement of my Lord, say, in the grace of Allah. Thus, the grace of Allah is your prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, and the mercy of Allah is the vilaya of Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam. The Hazrat said, in that means due to the prophethood and vilaya, and the Shias of Ali should be happy. They should rejoice, it is better than that which they gather. It means that, this is better for the Shias of Ali than, what their opponents gather in the world of wealth, gold, and children. Oh! Ali! You were not created, but for that, due to you people worship your Lord, and due to you the science of religion will be known, and the ways of guidance get corrected. Indeed that person is astray who has strayed away from your vilaya, and he shall never be guided towards Allah that does not get guidance towards you in your vilaya, and it is the statement of my Lord. And, most surely I am most forgiving to him, who repents and believes and does good, the Holy Quran 20, 82. Surely, my Lord has commanded me that, I make your right obligatory just as my right has become incumbent. Indeed your right is incumbent and obligatory on everyone who brings faith in me. If you were not, Allah's party was not recognized. If you were not there, Allah's enemy would not have been recognized. One who meets Allah without your vilaya is, as if he met without anything of the world and religion, rather he has left the world sans faith. Indeed Allah has revealed this verse on me. O Apostle! Deliver what has been revealed to you from your Lord. The Holy Quran 5, 67. The Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, said, O Ali! It is about your vilaya. And if you do it not, then you have not delivered his message. The Holy Quran 5, 67. The Hazrat said, indeed, if I had not carried out what was commanded to me about your vilaya, all my deeds would have been confiscated, and anyone who meets Allah without your vilaya, indeed on the day of judgment, all his deeds shall be confiscated. He will be away from the mercy of Allah. And whatever I say about you, is the saying of my Lord that, he has revealed upon me regarding you. The Blessed Kolani has narrated from Imam Rizat, alayhi salam, on the explanation of this verse that, it means the vilaya of Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, and Ali Muhammad is better than what their opponents gather. The Blessed Ayashi has narrated the same meaning. The Blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim, Ramatullah alayhi, has also narrated that Fazl or Grace, is the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, and Ramat is Amirul Mu'mineen, alayhi salam. The Shias of Ali should rejoice on this, because it is better than gold and silver which is accumulated by the enemies of Ali, alayhi salam.
Seventh verse. So were it not for the grace of Allah and His mercy on you, you would certainly have been among the losers. The Holy Quran 2, 64. The Blessed Ayashi has narrated through two sources from Imam Bagir, and Imam Sadiq, alayhim as-salam, that, the grace of Allah is the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, and the mercy of Allah is the vilaya of the 12 infallible Imams, alayhim as-salam.
Eighth verse. Whatever Allah grants to men, of His mercy, there is none to withhold it, the Holy Quran 35, 2. Ibn Mahiyar has narrated from Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, that mercy means knowledge, and wisdom which Allah given to the tongue of the 12 infallible Imams for guidance of the people.
Ninth verse. And, if Allah had pleased, He would surely have made them a single community, but He makes whom He pleases enter into His mercy, and the unjust, it is that, shall have no guardian or helper. The Holy Quran 42, 8. The Blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim has said that, if Allah wanted He would have made all His creatures infallible like angels, and the unjust are those who have done injustice on the progeny of Muhammad. Muhammad ibn Abbas has narrated from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, that mercy means, the vilaya of Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam.
10th verse. As for those who have faith and do righteous deeds, he will pay them in full their rewards, and he will enhance them out of his grace. The Holy Quran 4, 173. In Manaqib, it is narrated from Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, that Fazl means the vilaya of Ali Muhammad, alayhi salam.
11th verse. And Allah chooses especially whom He pleases for His mercy. The Holy Quran 2, 105. The Blessed Dalami has narrated from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, that His mercy is allocated to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and His vicegerent. Indeed, Allah has created 100 mercies, of which 99 have been reserved for Muhammad and al-Muhammad, and only one mercy is distributed among all the creatures.
12th verse. That is Allah's grace, He grants it, to whom He pleases. The Holy Quran 62, 4. And also, and do not covet, that by which Allah has made some of you excel others, the Holy Quran 4, 32. The Imam said that, both these verses were revealed in praise of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam. Surely, Allah all-wise, all-just, does not grant His grace among His creatures or does not make some servants excel others, unwisely.
13th verse. And that you should exalt the greatness of Allah for His having guided you, and that you may give thanks. The Holy Quran 2, 185. There is a tradition in Mahasan that, thanks means, the awareness of the roots of religion, or the marfa of the 12 infallible imams. Also in the explanation of this verse. And He does not like ungratefulness in His servants, and if you are grateful, He likes it, in you. The Holy Quran 39, 7. The Imam says that ungratefulness means the enmity of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, and gratefulness means, the vilaya of the Holy 12 infallible Imams and their recognition, marfa'.
14th verse. And to give it, the lie you make your means of subsistence. The Holy Quran 56, 82. There is a tradition in Tawallul Ayat that, it denotes the bounty which Allah bestowed you for the sake of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. And with it a condition has been stipulated for you. You give thanks, but falsify His vicegerent, Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam. Why is it not then that, when it, soul, comes up to the throat, and you at that time look on, when at the times of death, the life is pulled up to the throat, you see the vicegerent of the Prophet, Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam, who gives good tidings of paradise to his friends, and the bad news of hell to his enemies. And we are nearer to him than you. 56, 85. And I am nearer to Amirul Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, than you are. But you do not see. 56, 86. But you don't know and you see not.